Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange Open Mic Session. Today's topic is IBM Kix Explorer. My name is Joseph Lam, and this session will give you the opportunity to speak to our panel of experts on a variety of subjects related to today's topic. Moving on to slide number 2. In today's Open Mic Session, we will start off by introducing to you our panel of experts for the day. We will then move on to give you a brief introduction to IBM Kix Explorer. Next, our panel of experts will answer questions that were pre-submitted to us via email. Then, we will open the lines for a live question and answer period. At the end of the session, we will give you a summary of the Open Mic session given by our panel of experts. Moving on to slide number 3. At this time, I would like to introduce to you our panel of experts for today's call. Our panel consists of Colin Stone, Kix PA plugin developer.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Joseph. Yes, I'm Colin Stone. I'm a member of the Explorer development team. I've got a development background primarily in Eclipse and Object Technologies, and in particular, I've worked on the Performance Analyzer plugin. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. Next, we have Joe Winchester, Kix Explorer IA, CM, and PA software developer.
Yes, thank you, Joseph. My name is Joe Winchester. As you might tell from our accents, a lot of us are English. We work in Hursley in the United Kingdom, which is the IBM development laboratory where Kix is developed and has been developed for many years. And it's also where the Kix Explorer is developed, and I'm part of that development team.
Thank you, Joe. Then we have John Knotson, Kix Tools Marketing Manager.
Thanks, Joe. This is John Knutson. I'm the marketing manager for the Kix Tools. I've been working very closely with the Explorer team over the past couple of years, bringing the Kix Explorer to market. While I'm a marketing manager now, in the past I've been a product manager, an architect, a Kix system programmer, a Kix developer. So I've got a good technical background as well as a marketing background.
Thank you, John. Next, we have Kat Sharp, Kix IA and CM plugin developer.
Hi, thanks, Joe. My name's Kat Sharp, and as you might be able to tell from my accent, I'm actually Scottish, so sorry if you can't understand anything I'm saying. I've worked for Kix for 3 years now, initially on the Kix IA standalone Explorer, and since then I've moved on to working for on the Kix IA and Kix CM plugins for the Kix Explorer.
Thank you, Kat. Then we have Matthew Webster, Kix Tools UI Strategist, Kix Explorer.
Thank you, Joseph. I'm Matthew Webster. I started my IBM career working in Kix, both on the mainframe and on the OS2 operating system, which some of you may have heard of. Spent the next 10 years working on Java, in terms of Java Virtual Machines, VOS, and also Eclipse-based open source projects. I returned to Kix in 2007, when I started working on the Kix Explorer.
Thank you, Matthew. And finally, we have Will Yates, Kix Explorer System Test Specialist.
Thanks, Joseph. Yes, my name is Will Yates. I've been involved with Kix for the past 6 years or so, and I've been involved in many areas of Kix, but recently I was the System Test Lead for the Kix Explorer.
Thank you, Will. Before we get to the question and answer period, one of our panelists for today would like to give you a technical overview of the topic. I will now move on to slide number 4 and hand the presentation over to Matthew.
Thank you, Joseph. As you may have heard, the Kix Explorer is the new face of Kix. We announced it, or in fact John announced it, in August 2008, and we made it available for the first time as a support pack along with the plugins in November of the same year. It provides a modern interface allowing existing users to become more productive and new users to become more effective more quickly. Since the June GA, Kix TS GA, the Explorer has been fully supported on both version 3 and version 4. Additionally, the recent September update to Explorer, if you use that in conjunction with a Kix TS PDF, we allow access and management of CSD definitions, both in a standalone or SMSS region and a KixPress configuration. Explorer is also the new platform for a seamless integration of the Kix tools, that is, Interdependency Analyzer, Configuration Manager, and Performance Analyzer, allowing a much broader range of tasks performed by the systems programmer within this single environment. A Kix application developer could also take advantage of Explorer through integration with Rational Developer for System Z, version 7.5, which was available in 2008, and the more recent version 7.6. There's also a plugin for the Kix Transaction Gateway, which is available as a support pack, and a Megamon for Kix. There's something on the Opal site for that too. So we'll start the session, as Joseph said, by answering a few pre-submitted questions. Then you'll have your own opportunity to ask us some questions. And then at the end of the presentation, we've got live with a lot more information about Explorer and also links to our forum where you can ask questions if you're not brave enough at the moment or you think of something later. And I'll hand back to you, Joseph.
Thank you, Matthew. We will now begin our question and answer session with questions that were pre-submitted to us before the webcast. We have a total of 9 pre-submitted questions. I will now hand the presentation over to our panel of experts by moving on to question number 1 on slide number 5.
It's Matthew, I'll take this question. The question is, will I be able to stop and start regions from the Kix Explorer? Kix Explorer actually allows you to stop a region. There's an action in the regions view that allows you to do that in a number of different ways, but we can't start a region, and this is primarily due to a lack of underlying infrastructure. The ability to start a region is actually quite a long-standing KixPress SM requirement. So with Explorer, we've set our goal to allow Kix users to perform tasks that they do every day, every hour, and every minute within this single consistent interface. So the ability to configure and start and monitor a region is actually very high on our list of priorities. I think I'll hand over to Joe for the next question, which is on slide number 6.
Yeah, thanks for that. So the question 2, for those of you who can't see the slide, what does integrating the tools into the Explorer give me? This is a very important question, and it's one that's at the heart of the Kix Explorer. So we have based the Kix Explorer on a technology known as the Eclipse framework. Many developers are already familiar with the Eclipse framework. It's a eclipse.org, an open source organization. It's around 10 years old now, very, very mature, and it provides a way to build desktop applications that are cross-platform. They run on the Windows platform, the Linux platform, both of which are supported Kix Explorer platforms. There's also a Mac version, although it's not supported. You can Google, and there are blogs about how to set that up. What it provides us is the ability to weave together different, they're called plugins or fragments, built independently of each other, yet aware of each other. And some very good examples of where we've done that within the tools is, as Matthew said, the Kix Explorer for System Administration provides the ability to access Kix regions in a number of different configurations, standalone as part of the KixPlex, and the definitions in the different repositories, the CSD, or the KixPlex SM data repository, and administer those, which full administration now supported for version 4.1. And with the tools that we have, where we provide additional information, so we collect information from Performance Analyzer, analyzes SMF data, Interdependency Analyzer, analyzes information about actual program usage of Kix resources, as well as MQ, IMS, DB2, and now Natural, Edibus Natural. If you are within those tools and you then wish to walk into the Kix world to find the transactions, find the definitions, if you're looking at a task perhaps that's stalled or you're about to make a modification to a program within Rational Developer for Z and you wish to go and look at the information that's collected, they all are together. The menus can weave themselves together. The views for the properties, depending on which tool you're in, will be presented in a consistent way. The Kix Explorer provides a common way to look at and edit and create and install definitions irrespective of which repository they're in, irrespective of whether the region is managed by a Plex or not. And with Configuration Manager, which provides yet extra value because it allows very deep history behind those definitions as well as some audit and governance on the top, we were able to embrace the Kix Explorer usage of the Eclipse framework to provide a very consistent, rich UI. So a talk that both Matthew and I give at conferences is a title is called The Whole Exceeds the Sum of the Parts. So that as the different contributions built by IBM and others, we are working with business partners and ISVs, and some advanced customers are looking at extending the Kix Explorer, you can create a very valuable framework that builds upon what's already there, and can the different fragments can be extended for different scenarios, and you can create a very, very rich, powerful, cross-platform application framework that solves today and tomorrow's problems. I'll hand you back for question three.
Okay, so my name is Will Yates, and I'll be taking question three on slide number seven. So the question reads, do I need Kix Plex System Manager, CPSM, to use the Kix Explorer? Okay, so CPSM provides a Plex-wide view of your entire Kix environment. Now, Kix Explorer ideally connects to the CPSM GUI and allows you to view and manipulate your Kix environment. Now, if you're using Kix TS version 3, so that's 3.1 and 3.2, then you'll have to use CPSM to view your Kix environment through the Kix Explorer. However, if you have moved to Kix version 4.1, then we give you a choice. If your Kix regions are all connected together within a Kix Plex, then the suggested way is that you, similar to in version 3, you connect through the CPSM GUI to the Kix Plex, and then the Kix Explorer will allow you to manipulate that environment. However, there are some uses where a developer or someone may just be wanting to interact with a single Kix region. So this may be a developer who's trialing out a new application or a change to an application. This may be a test person who wants to test a change. Well, if you install APAR PK90112 into a Kix 4.1 region, you'll now be able to connect the Kix Explorer directly to that single Kix region. In that case, obviously you won't be able to interact with any Kix, say any CPSM resources, because that Kix region isn't connected to CPSM, but we do give you the ability to view the CSD. So you can look at the CSD and define new resources into the CSD and install resources from the CSD. So if you're using Kix TS version 4.1, you don't necessarily have to use Kix System Manager to use the Kix Explorer. I'd now like to pass on to Matthew to answer question number four.
Thanks, Will. So question number four is, will CPSM workload management become part of the Kix Explorer? We know that one of the main reasons a customer would implement Kix Plex SM, especially one of our larger customers, is to facilitate workload management. In fact, this was probably one of the reasons why CPSM was created in the first place. Now, due to time constraints and our decision to focus mostly on basic administration and operational tasks, something that fits with the Kix Plex SM and our Kix Tools integration strategy that Joe just outlined, in addition to us looking at replacing 3270 management interfaces like CEMT and CEDA, we included only quite a limited support for workload management at GA. Now, as our customers start to consider version 4.1 migration, and indeed we're in conversation with them all the time, we know that's something that they want, and so we are looking to add additional management capability for workload management in the very near future. And so I'll pass now over to Colin. Question five.
Thank you, Matthew. Okay, right. Will Performance Analyzer include any more information such as statistical data in the future? Okay, I really like this question. It's a really good question. And as many of you probably already know, currently the PA plugin uses summary data that's extracted from the PA tool itself to present information at a transactional level. So accessing statistical data would also allow information to be considered at an environmental or server level. So before we would be able to consider sort of incorporating statistical analysis into PA, it's necessary to identify both the specifics of report scenarios, then potential integration points for that information with other elements of the Explorer. So for the scenarios, what I mean is we need to have sort of like real customer examples defining the sort of information and crucially what needs to be represented in these reports. And the integration aspect would include highlighting how this information could be acted upon. For example, if we're federating the information from a sort of summary transactional level with information from environment statistical levels, or linking with between the perspectives of real-time objects in SM. So really, to sort of think any more about this, we very much appreciate sort of more customer input with this requirement. And with that, I'd like to hand over to the next question, which is Kat.
Thanks, Colin. The question I'm going to answer is on slide 10. The question is, Configuration Manager supports packages and migration schemes in its ISPF interface. Will these become part of the Kix Explorer? Well, thanks for the question. You're right, we don't yet support packages and migration schemes in the CM Explorer plugin. The reason for that is that we initially focused on what we think customers would use the tool for on a regular basis to try and minimise the amount of time they have to switch between using the Explorer plugin and the ISPF interface. We got that information from trying to engage with customers through a variety of ways. For example, one-to-one calls with customers through the Developer Works forum that we have, feedback from the support packs that we were releasing all throughout this and last year, and from conferences, and also from our technical sales teams. The most feedback we got was regarding CSV cleanup. There was one customer in particular who had managed to significantly reduce the number of CSVs they maintain by using the cleanup facilities of KixCM. So from that, we've got things like the search functionality, some cleanup operations, we've got history and compare in the Explorer. We've also kept up with the functionality that's provided in the base Explorer, including creation, deletion and editing of resource definitions. We're always interested in hearing about which bits of functionality customers use regularly and how you currently use them. So for example, if you are using packaging and migration support, do you always use transformation rules? How do you build up your packages? Do you reuse packages? Customer feedback like this helps us to ensure the product meets your needs as closely as possible. There are also other functions in KixCM 2.1 that haven't yet been surfaced through the Explorer plugin. For example, there's the cold start deployment analysis reports, which help you answer the question, what will be the effect of cold starting a Kix region? And will there be any problems from doing that? We're interested in hearing any comments about those functionalities as well. So I'd like to now hand over to Joe Winchester for the next question.
Thank you very much, Kat, for that. I'm now looking at question 7, which is slide number 11. Question 7 is a question presumably from a Rational Developer for Z user. We abbreviate it to RD for Z, which is how I refer to it. And the question says, for RDZ users, when will IBM sync up the standalone release of Kix Explorer with the version bundled with RDZ so that we just use RD for Z? Now, this question is because a little bit of background to how Eclipse works. So the way that an Eclipse application works is you would have a single application on your desktop or your start bar that you would launch, and that is effectively the Eclipse shell, would be one way of describing it. When that starts up, you'll see a splash screen, and then that will launch and embed all of the components, the fragments that people have provided. The way that the Kix Explorer works at the moment is that you download the Kix Explorer from ibm.com/Kix/Explorer, which is our homepage. You can go, there's a link to /downloads, and you can download it and install it on your desktop. And that gives you, as Matthew and others have described, and Will Yates, very powerful access to Kix region. Rational Developer for Z is a development platform. So this is more for people who aren't administering and definitions and live regions, but developing those applications using languages like, perhaps some of the older languages like COBOL and PL1, or some of the more modern languages like Java. Now, within Rational Developer for Z, version 7.5, what we did was we put the elements of the Kix Explorer inside RDZ, which added a lot of value to RDZ. So it meant that developers, especially those using perhaps test regions, could look at those test regions and have access to the definitions that are installed within them in the programs. They would also only see information which was pertinent to them as a developer. Sometimes there's a separation of responsibility between what the developer can see and what the system programmer, who often has tight control, especially production regions, is allowed to do. Now, because we only put some of the Kix Explorer, which was just enough for RDD users inside 7.5, what it meant was it wasn't possible to, for example, put some of the tools or anybody who was using the SDK, which is a software developer kit, which other people, IBM and also other people such as Omegamon, which Matthew talked about earlier, have a plugin for the Kix Explorer. On top of that, there'd just be left some little bits out. It also meant it wasn't, as we released the Kix Explorer from Hursley on, there's a frequency that we release it. I think it's about four times a year is generally what we try and head towards. Then Rational Developer Cuisine might have a different sort of cadence that they release it on. So somebody would see a newer version of the Kix Explorer, and they would have an older version of that was embedded inside RDD. So this is a question that we're absolutely addressing and taking forward. The first thing that we've done to address that, RDD4Z 7.6, which came out in October this year, so it was last month, so it's very current, then what RDD for 7.6 has is all of the Kix Explorer componentry, which means that we can move forward, and anybody who's developed through the Kix Explorer SDK can plug into that, which is actually one of the next questions, and it now gives us a mechanism to move forward to rev that. So it's something that we've begun on the path of with RDD 7.6, and it's something that we're working to improve the experience of. So it's a question that we very much understand, and we've begun fixing it. The story is much better with RDD 7.6, and check the forums and check the announcements, and you'll see hopefully more work done in this area to definitely address the question behind the question. So now I hand over to myself, question 8, which I'll try and answer a little bit faster than question 7. Question 8, if the slides have advanced. Thank you. Question 8 says, will I be able to use interdependency analyzer data inside Rational Developer for Z to help see the impact of program source change? So very quickly, the answer, yes, starting with RDD 7.6, we solved the technical problems. The technical problems were that you needed all of the Kix Explorer software development kit available inside RDD before an Eclipse application built using that was able to at least launch and load. We have solved that problem. So the answer is yes, it can be done. There are still some things we need to work on more, which we will work on. The advantage, and the reason that the person has asked this question, is interdependency analyzer, very quickly, analyzes live Kix applications. It has a collector task, and it will issue write to a DB2 database that allows you to do seed linkages. So an example of where this would be useful inside RDD is if you're changing some copybooks, perhaps you're changing the structure of a VSAM file, or perhaps you're changing the structure of a program and have a COM area data will be mapped to it, then you would wish to see all of the programs that are using that, because there's an impact. There's going to be an append if you're linking to the wrong data. So developers within the model application development environment might or expect to be able to see all of those linkages analyzed from the source code. A lot harder to do with possibly COBOL and PLX and some of the dynamic linkages that just occur within Kix applications. And interdependency analyzer provides that information, and there's huge value in us being able to provide that to an application developer. And also it helps with verb migration as new threads save and as new verbs come along. So there's a lot of value in us being able to support this scenario. We've begun on it, and you can expect us to do more. And now I'll hand over to question 9, which I think Matthew's taking.
That's right. Thank you, Joe. Question 9 is, when will IBM implement a filter that allows users to ignore any IBM-supplied transactions or programs so that we can just view our own? If you were to look at Kix Explorer today, if you look at, say, the transactions view, you'll see all the Kix-supplied transactions like CEMT, CEDA, CBR, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, if you look across the whole of a Plex, you'll see that same thing, you know, n times where n is the number of regions. So in this case, despite sort of naming conventions, like all our supplied transactions begin with C and our programs begin with DFH, it can be a little difficult to see the wood for the trees. So this is quite a well understood problem. Now that we support the CSD definitions as well, we have the same problem in our definitional views. So all of those transaction definitions, all those transactions also appear in the TRANDEF views for CSD, for every CSD, and also program definitions. So I think those are the two big hitters. There are a few other ones for queues and for terminals, but basically those are the big hitters. So what we're currently looking at is the ability either globally, so a big switch, or on a view-by-view basis to be able to filter out the KIC supplied resources, mostly because they follow some fairly good naming conventions. So we certainly think that it's possible. So that's something we're looking at right now, although we don't have a specific time frame for implementing it. So I think that's the last of the pre-supplied questions. So I'll hand back to Joseph.
Thank you to our panel of experts for answering the pre-submitted questions. At this point in time, Brandy, we would like to open the lines for a live question and answer period.
Our first question comes from Erie Andrews. Your line is open.
During the CICSPA plugin discussion, I wasn't quite sure whether I heard correctly. Well, with the use of the plugin, can we use CICSPA to analyze real-time data?
Hi, is that Gary? This is Colin here.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Yeah, the performance analyzer essentially works on historical information.
Right.
So it doesn't address the real-time analysis. The idea is that it's used to sort of like look at trends and validate the system efficiency and spot problems and so forth based upon the data that's being sort of extracted sort of every night. Now, whether somebody wants to pick up and talk about the real-time analysis or not, I'm not actually in a position to actually answer that question, but essentially PA is just performance history.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Kevin Evans. Your line is open.
I've got a couple of questions, actually. I'm looking at the availability of IAPA plugins with 7.6, what we might get from that. Is the regular CSD manipulation going to go away, CDA, et cetera? I mean, now you've got CPSM, WOE, you've got CDA, you've got KIX Explorer, and they're all doing the same things.
Okay, so you got two separate questions there. The first one's about IA, and the second one about traditional interfaces. Okay, so while we're waiting for Joe to come back, and maybe Kat thinking of an alternative answer, and I'll take the second one. So what you're essentially saying is that we have a whole bunch of different interfaces now. So we have our traditional 3070 interfaces that I mentioned. We have CEMT and CEDA. We also have the CPSM web user interface, which is used for CPSM. And of course, now we have KIX Explorer. Now, at previous junctures, we have made a statement which goes along the lines of when it comes to new functionality, that is will only be supported going forward in the KIX Explorer. So that's our strategic user interface. So if we look at things like event processing, and if we look at support for KIX bundles, this has a first-class experience within the Explorer, but is only supported to a lesser degree within the web interface and within CEMT. Also, of course, with the addition of CSD support for the Explorer on version 4.1, that obviously gives it a great more flexibility and capability than, say, the existing web interface. Now, we haven't made any statements specifically about those traditional interfaces, although, of course, in the past, we have withdrawn support for the TSO interface for CPSM. So there is a history of removing older interfaces. Currently, there are no plans to discontinue those interfaces. I think as we go forward, especially with something like CEMT, which is a very powerful interface, but obviously relies on 3070 and is less useful in a very large environment, we'll see those sorts of interfaces as being a sort of a fallback position, which is used when a system is not in a state to support something like the Explorer, enable you to bootstrap the system into a state where the Explorer can work. So that's how we're looking at those at the moment. We're also promoting Explorer in our documentation, so that if you search for some sort of task or some sort of information, you will typically find an answer for the Explorer first when you do that sort of search. So it's becoming more the front and center premier way of interacting with KIX. The flip side, as I've already alluded to, Explorer doesn't support all of the things that you can do with those interfaces yet. And we are trying as quickly as possible to bring those to Explorer to give you a modern experience. So in that respect, we're not in any hurry to withdraw older interfaces because we can't replace them with Explorer just at the moment. So not a direct answer, but really we're just trying to make Explorer as good as possible, and so that you don't have to leave that when you're doing a day job or to interact with one of the tools. Now, I'm not sure if Joe's back, but could you possibly repeat the IA question for us?
Okay. We've just got RDZ 7.6 in. We have a couple of issues installing that, but be that as it may, I was wondering about the availability of what versions of IA and PA as plugins are suitable for RDZ 7.6.
So this is Joe here. Yes, so the version that's currently available, which is 1.6, and then there's some noughts and it ends in a 2. I think it's 1.0.0.2. We have, they are what I would call binary compatible. So you can install those into Fashion Developer for Z7.6 and they will work. And you can download those from the website, ibm.com/kicks/explorer/download. I'm sure there was a deeper question than that, but does that answer the first?
I guess. We've got trials of IA and PA in theory coming in. The tape's supposed to be shipped to us, but this is green screen stuff, so I'm more interested in the future than some of the people that work that still live in the past. So that's why I was...
Okay. So did you hear I answered, I think it was question 7 earlier? So one of the reasons... So when I say binary compatible, it's because what IA will do is it will explore itself. What IA is really good at with the Explorer, that is, I think, over and above some of the things that a green screen interface can offer, is you can go into a program and or it's a transaction, and you can say, I want to analyze everything that this uses. And what it does is it will then build up a tree, and it will run multiple queries to make this occur. And you can see what exact kicks commands that program issues, and also any other programs that it will link to or it will call in the case of COBOL calls and natural calls if you've got Adobe Natural 4GL. And you have a graph of everywhere that program goes, all of the KICS resources it touches or any invoked programs and started transactions touch along the way. You can see all of the verb usage of that. You can do the opposite, which is you can go to an individual, perhaps a TSQ, a DSAM file, MQ name, any actual physical resource that presumably sits on disk or is interacting with another subsystem and say, I want to see all of the programs that use this, how do they use it, and also all the programs that use those, and so on and so forth. And you can build up your own quite complex queries to do analysis to how you want that information presented, whether you want to restrict it to particular TCVs, to particular dates and time periods, and so forth. It's a very powerful tool. It's the tool that we've had a Eclipse front end for the longest. So we've been through a number of iterations now. We're probably on about our fourth iteration of that. So it's had a lot of customer feedback. So the integration that we see, the future integration that we're trying to enhance with RDZ is really so that, as I mentioned earlier, if you're a developer and you're going to make a change and you want to know the impact of that change, IA can really bring that to you and answer a lot of quite difficult questions that would otherwise be quite hard to look at. Does that help at all to analyze? Let us know. As Matthew said, we have a forum available. If anybody wants to, we look at the forum. So please let us know as you start your trial and what you think, what you would like to see done. It's an area that we wish to make better, but it's an area that also works, and you've got lots of value for impact analysis, and it definitely helps you to migrate programs for new KICS verb usage, like some of the new thread-safe verbs coming out with the new system. Is that the kind of use scenarios you're looking at using IA for?
Yes.
Okay.
Some legacy systems have been running 10, 11 years now. Some of the people that developed it aren't around anymore, so...
Absolutely, and that's a scenario that we have. We have it with outsourcing, for example, so people use IA so that other groups are able to almost reverse engineer the application usage from a system. It absolutely is the right product to buy to help you with that. Let us know what you think with the trial. Please do.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question.
Our next question comes from Wendell Lovewell. Your line is open.
Hi. I wondered if you could discuss just how you write a plugin for Explorer that would interface with CICS. Are there you know, in 3270 we had BMS. Are there any kind of similar facilities for writing applications that run in Eclipse with CICS?
So, Matthew, yeah, let me take that. One of the things that we plan to do from the very beginning, and in fact we've made it available, is to provide an Explorer SDK. So this is essentially the set of APIs that the existing tools plugins use in order to integrate with Explorer. So first off, you have to be fairly familiar with Java, and also you have to be fairly familiar with Eclipse and writing Eclipse plugins. And that's not a difficult task. There are a lot of samples that come with Eclipse SDK, whether using native Eclipse or using one of the Rational products, which you can also obviously use to write plugins. And there's a large library of books that you can also use. The best one that I used was called the Eclipse RTP book by Jeff McCaffrey and others. So that's a superb book, and it's the one that I used when I started working on Explorer because I didn't have that much experience myself. Now, we have produced a red book that talks about using the Qix Explorer, and whether and there's something, I believe there's something in the pipeline for writing applications for Explorer as well. So I think there's something in the pipeline, another red book in the pipeline for that. So if you were to download and install the SDK for Explorer, there are a couple of very nice samples in there that were written by a member of the team, and the Java doc for the APIs and an explanation of how those samples work. Now, the two samples are basically illustrate some classic integration scenarios that you would use for any Eclipse plugin, but it's the classic scenarios that we also use for the tools. So in particular, one is about how to use a selection provider to know what the user is looking at inside Explorer and provide additional information, something I think that the PA might use, and also to how to make pop-up menu contributions, which is what I think IA uses and CM uses. So that if a user selected some resources, they've navigated through to where they want to be, they've selected something, you can add additional actions to Explorer to act upon those resources or those definitions. I think the title is something like Extending the Qix Explorer Red Book. I think it's still in draft form. Another member of the team has been working on that. We have some more working samples as part of that. So if you're interested, brush up on your Java skills if you're not a Java program right now. Also, take a look at, if you haven't got Eclipse experience, take a look at one of the books that's available for Eclipse, and then when that red book's available, you can hit the ground running and do some Explorer integration.
All right.
Just to extend that that answer a bit, it's John here. It is called Extending the Qix Explorer. It is in draft. There are still some new contributions coming in, but we hope to have it available certainly this year, if not by the end of this month, certainly during December. So there'll at least be a public draft available in December or by the end of the year. So I'll take a look at that. There's some great examples in there. Should really make it easy to build some extensions.
All right. Thank you very much. I was wondering about the CICS side of things. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, when 3270 data streams first came out, they were kind of complicated and IBM brought out basic mapping. Are there anything in the works on the CSS side to make it that kind of thing more possible, or is it just Java mostly?
We don't deal specifically with 3270 data streams. So the Explorer SDK really revolves around a Java API for, if you like, the Qix model. So we have Java objects and interfaces that represent each of the things that you manipulate within the user interface. So we'll have an object for a Qix transaction, an object for a region, an object for tasks, and then attributes or for those objects represent the attributes of those objects. Plus, there is a lifecycle interface, a CRUD interface that allows you to create and update and delete and install those definitions within the Qix Flex. So essentially, if you like, it's an object-oriented Java SPI, essentially what it is. Now, it is pure Java, so you can actually use it outside of an Eclipse environment as well if you want to. So if you're writing a web-based something or a command line-based tool or something in batch, you can do the same. But essentially, it's a Java SPI that we use to implement Explorer and to integrate the tools.
Hi, it's Joe here. I just want to add one quick thing to that. I was going to ask you Qix Explorer is about manipulating Qix so that people who are writing applications for Qix can and who want to deploy and administer Qix and how Qix connects to subsystems. The other slant, which I think may be where you were heading towards, because you were talking about 30D70 and BMS maps possibly, was how can I modernize my Qix applications? And if that is the question, there's a lot in Qix Transaction Server version 4.1 that came out in June this year. So Qix has been on the road towards very much web service enablement, which is version 3. Version 4 supports RESTful interfaces into your applications and also events as well, which is another thing. It's slightly outside the scope of this call, but if behind the question behind the question was, can I modernize my end user's applications, then the answer is yes. That's absolutely something else that we're investing a lot of effort in Hoadley on. And if you look at Qix Transaction Server version 4.1 announcement, you will find a lot about that track as well. So I just wanted to cover that. Thank you.
Thank you. Actually, the BMS 3270 analogy was an analogy to BMS was something added on later to make it easier to work with.
So right, to make it easier so that your end user's applications could work more easily.
So maybe what Wendell is thinking of is the situation where maybe we provide wizards to automatically create skeletons of specific types of plugins. Is that the sort of thing you're thinking of?
That sort of thing, or again, forgive my ignorance, I just really don't know how to talk to CICS from Eclipse is the bottom line. So I'm not really sure. You mentioned object-oriented. Are there file objects planned or available?
Well, so the object-oriented, the Red Book, the upcoming extending Qix Explorer Red Book. So what happened was some colleagues from Hoadley and other places all went together and got their heads around the back, and they've together around the table, and they've written a very good example of, it's basically CBR within the Qix Explorer, effectively. So they wrote some back-end transactions without any GUI, and they wrote some front-end Qix Explorer views so that you can click on a queue and see the data. And they also integrated within the connection framework within the Qix Explorer. So they have a very first-class application experience. I'm in trouble here because I don't want to pre-announce what they've done, but the way it integrates, the way you define your port numbers, the way you're challenged, the authentication, the way that you connect, define multiple systems, the way that the componentry of the Qix Explorer, the fit and finish that they were able to do using the software development kit is as good as all of the rest of the things that plug into the Qix Explorer. And they have front and back end componentry. So let us know what you think of the Red Book when it comes out.
All right, I will. Thank you.
The next question comes from Kevin Evans. Your line is open.
Another couple of quick questions again. Which version of Explorer is shipping with RDZ 7.6? And then if you're familiar with a product called C-Trek, is there any thought about Qix Explorer doing more deep analysis real-time, like chasing memory chains and things like this? Thanks.
Okay, it's Matthew here. The version of Explorer with RDZ 7.6 is 1.0.0.1, slightly before the September refresh. One of the things I think Joe alluded to was, going forward, we'd like to be able to allow you to keep that more up-to-date. But right now, that's version 1.0.0.1. I'm not familiar with the product that you mentioned. Is that an IBM product or a vendor product?
It's a vendor product.
Okay. I mean, John, do you know about that vendor product?
I just wonder whether there was any thought to doing more of a real-time analysis type portion of Qix Explorer.
Right. I mean, one of the things about Explorer is that we want to also, we haven't talked much about it, but one of the other things that we're trying to encourage is vendor participation on the platform. We essentially recognize that IBM, it's our duty to produce the platform and to produce the basic tools that you need to run the system. But there are certain areas which either fall directly out of side of expertise or outside of our, you know, our general remit, if you like. And we are encouraging vendors to bring their products, if they complement the platform, to Explorer. And as part of the version 4.1 beta program, which was very successful, we had 30 customers, but we had a similar number of vendors. So I think what we'll hopefully see over the next maybe 6 to 12 months, especially after the RevBooks come out, we might see some more interest from vendors about bringing their products to the Eclipse platform. I don't know whether C-Track was part of that, but it's certainly something that we can bring up the next time I meet, or if I speak to Gene again at the Share conference.
Thank you.
At this time, there are no further questions.
Thank you, Brandy. I do see a couple of questions in the group chat room, so I'm going to read those questions out, and hopefully our panel of experts will be able to answer those as well. So our first question here comes from Dave, and his question is, what was the APAR that was mentioned to allow Kix Explorer to connect to a single Kix region?
Okay, my name is Will Yates. I'll answer that question. Yes, the APAR that you need to apply to Kix 4.1 to allow you to connect Kix Explorer to a single Kix region is PK90112.
So, Smokey, if I can add to that, if you Google on Explorer Kix CSD, I think we made a post to the DeveloperWorks forum as well. There's quite a bit of information on the web if you didn't write that down correctly.
At this time, I would like to move on to slide number 15 and turn the presentation over to Matthew for a summary of today's session.
Okay, thanks, Joseph. Thanks to the audience for some really good questions. Following this slide, as I said, there is a slide with more information about where you can download, get more information about Explorer. In particular, we just released a podcast a couple of weeks ago where I talk a lot about the September refresh. I would encourage you to use that and the other podcasts that are there. I believe we have another podcast in the works as well, which will talk about some of the plugins that we're refreshing this particular iteration. So that would be quite useful source information. Also, if you haven't started to use the DeveloperWorks forum, please do. We try to be as responsive as we can. We do take very much notice of the comments that you make and also the suggestions. Especially in this period, as customers start to look at version 4.1, we can leverage the agility of this project, the fact that we're still continuing to release public versions of Explorer every 2 months, to try to catch up with any of the facilities that you really need in Explorer as you migrate to version 4.1. So please do get onto the DeveloperWorks forum and tell us what you want. So back to you, Joseph.
Thank you, Matthew, for a great summary. At this point in time, we will conclude the open mic session.